streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the capital city. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
Today I'm very happy to have as my guest Mark Porter of ScoutingOhio.com. Mark is the founder, owner, CEO, basically all things ScoutingOhio.com. It's his business and has been for 15 years now. Mark and I have known each other a long time, going back to when he started the business. One of my good friends in the business, and just happy to have you join us today, Mark.
Well, it looks like during a pandemic, you're busting out the all-star team, so I'm proud to be a part of that. You must have had to look pretty far down the well to find me today, so I can't wait to talk some Ohio State sports. You'll have plenty of time to do it.
Really glad to have you on board here today. And let's begin with the college football season. You and I have talked about this, about a possible delay in the college football season. We've even talked about it all the way out to the springtime for the start of the college football season. And you talk to the college coaches a lot. You know, what are you getting vibe-wise on the college football season and when it will start?
You know, that's a good word to use, vibe, you know, because we're not doctors. We don't have, you know, all the science to know what's going on really with this pandemic. So people have feelings and they have hunches and vibes. And I saw, you know, Kirk Herbstreit tweeted something about a plan for college football in the spring. And, you know, you've talked to college coaches and the words they're using are contingencies. You know, I think, you know, everyone knows how valuable these sports seasons are, whether it's baseball, football, whatever, pro, college, high school. And they don't want to lose it. And, they're desperate not to lose it. And they're being creative from coaching to virtual online tours of the campus. And they're doing everything they can not to, you know, lose football or let it slip at all, the product slip and, you know, that type of stuff. So, yeah, you know, there's a plan where if, you know, we can't get football in the fall, you know, hey, let's play it in March, April, May, and maybe a national championship right after that, and, you know, you still have football. Yeah, it's a shame that it's going to compete with other sports, and, you know, but at the end of the day, fans want their football. You know, that stadium needs to be filled, and, you know, people need to get back to normal.
Well, let's hope that happens sooner rather than later. It's hard for me to imagine not having a college football season come the fall or even waiting until March or whatever. That's just hard to imagine, and I know it is for you too, so let's hope for the best. Let's turn to a little different topic. You know, you and I have talked about the talent level in Ohio as compared to, say, 10 or 15 years ago, or, you know, I've been doing this 33 years, I think, now, and, you know, what the talent level was back then as compared to, say, 15 years ago to say now. And that question comes up on Bucknuts. You know, what's the talent level compared to, say, 10 or 15 years ago that's in Ohio right now? And I know you're well aware of that. So what's your feeling there?
Yeah, ironically, I'll give out some stats and some numbers that'll help make an argument either way. But I went back and I graduated in 91 and I looked at some of the 1990 news clippings about kids going to college back then. And in Youngstown, we had an all-star game here in Youngstown and we probably had 20 or 25 Division I football players in that game. And a lot of them were MAC players, but there were Michigan players in town, and Greg Kuzmall was the Ohio State player in town, and Craig Powell back then. And we had two Ohio State players in town, you know. In the past couple of years, Youngstown has struggled to produce one Division I football player in the entire town. So if you want to go back 15 years or so when I started, Cardinal Mooney probably had seven Division I football players on one team, and Urson probably had five or six, and the names are like John Simon and Beecham and Michael Zordich and Dan McCarthy and Marlowe going to Nebraska. And, it was an unbelievable run of talent 15 years ago. Obviously, Youngstown's not a great case study because of the population decline and, you know, obviously the football is going to decline with it. But I want to say about every day on signing day, I tweet out the numbers of Division I signees. And I think this year we were around 110, and last year might have been around 115. About 8 or 9 years ago, we were around 168. So we've definitely dropped off. Now, that shouldn't make Ohio State fans nervous, because that's a total number. You know, and the academies, Army, Navy, Air Force, they give out a lot of scholarships in that number of 115. And if you take those away, you're probably under 100. Ohio still ranks right there after the California, Texas, Florida, Georgia, Ohio. You know, they're still there. But why Ohio State fans shouldn't worry is the top players in Ohio aren't affected by the bottom end numbers. In fact, the elite training and the elite programs in Ohio, don't worry about those. They're producing great players. They have great rope break programs. They have great coaches. The five-star, four-star prospects coming from Ohio have not diminished by any means. So Ohio State is not affected by, you know, lower-end MAC recruiting, you know, Division II, you know, academy recruiting. But when you ask about total numbers, football in Ohio, why that is a decline, and I know I'm long-winded here, is numbers are down in football in general. You know, and that's a whole other topic. I mean, I have young kids, and I see the Pee Wee leagues, and I see the youth leagues and the 7th and 8th grade teams, JV teams, freshman teams. And it's not shocking for anyone to hear that an alarming amount of freshman and JV games are being canceled because high school teams simply don't have great numbers for freshman and JV teams. And that hurts development, and that hurts the product and the numbers. So that's why you see the total number down, but the haves have it, and the have-nots will struggle. So the haves, meaning like top five-star prospects, top Division I programs, they're not struggling. You know, the good players are still there, and they're being developed at a high, high level. So long answer for your question, but I think everybody's got time right now.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.
That's true. And that your answer, Mark, leads me into my next question, you know, talking about the elite players in Ohio. And in Ohio State basically has landed those guys. You look at their offer, I should say their commitment list right now, and they have 17 commitments. And of those 17, seven are from Ohio, and five, the top five players in Ohio in the 247 sports rankings have all committed to Ohio State. So they're doing just fine with the top kids, like you mentioned, and the top kids are outstanding. Got Jack Sawyer, Jaden Ballard, Reed Carrico, Mike Hall, and Ben Crispin. They've all committed to Ohio State, those top five guys. So talk about that group of players, you know, headed to Ohio State, the really top elite guys there.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not a great group to make my case in point, but the Pickeringtons, the Massillon Washingtons, the LaSalles, those are big-time programs year in or year out. They're always going to produce the big-time players. Like I said, those programs aren't struggling, but you see a Streetsboro and an Ironton and places like that producing Ohio State player, you know, that's those places are developing players too. You know, like Ohio doesn't have a problem developing top level Ohio State players. And then when these players do reach the field, Ohio State's production on the field is not, you know, suffering. It's not like they're struggling to win the Big Ten all of a sudden because, you know, Ohio football is down at the bottom end. So, you know, there's never been really a problem recruiting, and you're talking about the number one class in the country. It's really, you know, elite at all levels.
And, you know, I've seen Jack Sawyer play, I'd say five times in person in the last 2 years, I'm guessing. Your impressions of Jack and what he's going to be at Ohio State?
Yeah, like, you know, talking to you about Ohio State guys is so, like, refreshing, and remember we're doing this so much. And, you know, in my business, just to take a little aside, like I'm watching the MAC players and the Division II players, and I'm trying to come through those guys and, you know, find the best of the best in those groups, because guys like Jack Sawyer and Jaden Ballard and Jalen, they're off the charts in my book, you know, compared to the other Ohio players. They're such a rung and a cut above, talent wise, size wise, maturity wise. You know, they have it in the classroom. I mean, it reminds me of what it takes to be an Ohio State player and why the guys you just mentioned are so elite. I mean, they're the no-brainers of no-brainers, and I know that's a cliche, but, I mean, Jack Sawyer, since a freshman sophomore, you know, it's been a no-brainer. You know, Jaden Ballard is unbelievable for a high school receiver, the size and the speed and the dominance he can – you know, that state championship or with the secondary from LaSalle, which is as good as any secondary I've seen since Glenville – versus the Massillon receivers was awesome. You know, like in a scout's mind, to see that type of talent on that type of talent. And both sides put on a show. They both made plays, and, you know, it was a great, great game. You know, it really speaks to, you know, how Ohio State has, you know, I've always said it, they don't recruit high school players. They recruit NFL draft picks, and they look at their players and project them ahead 3 years and say, is this what the NFL is going to want as a first, second round draft pick? You know, we not an NFL free agent, not, you know, something like that. We want, we don't have to settle for anything less than that. You know, and that's true with these guys.
And you referred a little bit there to Jalen Johnson, Cincinnati, LaSalle defensive back. You know, I've seen him play in person and I really like that kid. I think he's going to be an outstanding safety for the Buckeyes. He tells me he has been recruited all the way as a safety for Ohio State. What do you see in Jalen Johnson?
Yeah, I was peeking at my evaluation of him, and it was real easy to see in person. He's better than everybody he lines up against right now. He's a physical specimen. You know, he's bigger than the Duran Grants and guys I'm thinking they went to Ohio State in the past. Gerrion Conley, he comes off as a thicker, solid, you know, player build-wise, but he's got so much speed and hitting ability. It's almost like it's too much at corner in high school, and at safety he just dominates anything he sees, whether it's tackling or running. I mean, he could flip the offense and be a big-time running back or a receiver tomorrow morning if he had to. You know, I don't know if at Ohio State level, but this is a special, special athlete back there. And that whole secondary in LaSalle, every one of them is just unbelievable. It's unbelievable how much talent is in one place for secondary guys.
Yeah, you've got Jalen Johnson going to play safety at Ohio State. His teammate, Devontae Smith, is going to play corner.
It's truly remarkable. And I think even more about Jalen, he has corner skills at safety and vice versa. The other guy has safety skills at corner, which is unbelievable. So you have a corner that hits like a safety and a safety that covers like a corner. You know, wow, that's what Ohio State football is, and that's what lets them get away with those coverages and defenses, you see.
Well, let's move now to the class of 2022. Ohio State has offered three players in that class from the state of Ohio: offensive lineman Ted Crisciabola, linebacker Gabe Powers, and then athlete C.J. Hicks, who they're recruiting primarily as a linebacker. Talk about those three.
Yeah, Hicks, I think, is a linebacker. You know, I watched him at tailback. I watched him line up a corner, and I've watched him grow right through those positions. You know, like, as a freshman, he looked like a corner. As a sophomore, he looked more like a safety linebacker. And the words defensive end, you know, Tyvus Powell had that long build like that. The linebacker Josh Perry had that long build like that. So you might see that type of development with him. You know, really special player. The other guys, Tegra, big road grader inside. I'm looking ahead at that class even more because that's where I'm focusing at my business. You know, the class of 2021 is done. Now it's 22, 23 guys. And you know what? At the top, because those guys are easier to pick out, there are a few names that are really, you know, kind of popping out to you. There's even the kid Finley, I think you guys have, you know, featured before, Luke Montgomery. I mean, are these guys, do I put the blessing on them as sophomores and freshmen usually and say they have to, you know, offer right away like a place like Ohio State? No, but that's certainly the name of guys. Derek Shepherd, you know, over at Alter, you know, a teammate of the corner we just talked about. he's blown up a little bit is the word. Blake Miller is a kid I've been following since eighth grade, the offensive lineman at Strongsville. And when I saw him in eighth grade, I thought he was a junior in high school, a Division I junior in high school. So he's just unbelievably built for his size. And C.J. Doggett over at Pickerington, you know, he's blown up a little bit lately. And I think college coaches are who traditionally weren't dipping into sophomores have time to now and have the resources to. And I think you're going to see more of those offers come out that weren't traditionally names that were offering sophomores. Usually Ohio State always leads the charge of the sophomore freshman evaluations and getting those guys on campus. And, you know, in that race where I think because of the situation we're in, coaches simply just have more time on their hands to do this stuff, whether it's expanding their own recruiting area or if you're a running back coach and all of a sudden now you're watching receivers and tight ends and, you know, positions you weren't normally watching. I think there's a lot of that going on right now.
Well, to wrap things up, just give our listeners a brief overview of exactly how you do things, what you do scoutingohio.com, and who do you do it for?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned when we started back in 2005, I remember some of the first players I covered were Brandon Sane. And I was brought up by, you know, old school guys, you know, when I got in this business, whether it's people know John McAllister and Dwayne Long and, of course, Bill Green and I started back, I think, in 2005 together when he was with J.J. Huddle and coming into contact with you and Gary House, too. I mean, when I got into this a long time ago, there were a group of guys that I watched that they have work ethic in this sports business. And how do you apply that work ethic to a business? And, you know, what we've really come up with over the years is we're approved by the NCAA to scout the state of Ohio. And we provide a report. And it, when we started, Bill, it was a top 200. And we put those on DVD, and it was, like, revolutionary. No one had ever seen anything like it. Now it's like a top 3,000, and it's done in spreadsheets and databases, and it's online. And there's, you know, there's so much to it. That it's, you know, the analytics that even go into it these days, that it's changed. And I've been lucky to stay a part of it and try to stay even on the forefront, pushing it a little harder. But at the end of the day, you know, like, if I'm scouting any prospect from purely Division III to Division I in Ohio, and I really try not to miss a player, you know, in person. And Fridays, Saturdays, Thursday nights, I'm in as many games as I can, just putting eyeballs on people and really making sure when a coach says a kid's 6'2", that when I stand next to him, he's actually 6'2". You know, I don't mean to be long-winded, but, you know, you're not going to drive down to Ironton every year unless I tell you, hey, you need to go down there this year. Or, you know what, I went down and stood next to that linebacker, and he's only 6 foot tall. You don't need to make the extra two-hour drive, coach. You know, so a grad assistant is what I call myself at the end of the day for the coaches. I do a lot of the dirty work, but, you know, lucky to do it.
Well, speaking of lucky, we are fortunate to have you on the show today, Mark. Always good catching up with you. Like I've said, one of my good friends from the business for 15 years or so, and great having you out here today to give out your knowledge, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, stay safe, and stay safe to Buckeye Nation. Nice to hear from you guys.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.